This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with special guest, Mr. Scott Lean. He is the co-founder and CEO of GrandPad. It's a company that's transforming how older adults connect with family and stay engaged. And Scott, I've really been looking forward to this. Thanks for being with us here, and welcome to Senior Care Live.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, Steve. I really appreciate the opportunity to share more about GrandPad with your listeners. Especially good to be with you right now because Mother's Day is coming up quickly on May 11th. And hey, if your mom or grandmother is over the age of 75 and is frustrated with technology but wants to stay connected with her family, we're excited to share more about GrandPad because it could really change your life. And it's especially meaningful to me and the whole GrandPad team because we started GrandPad over 10 years ago to help my mom, who was 80 at the time. And so every year I think about my mom and trying to help all the other moms and grandmothers out there. So happy to share more.
That is excellent. Excellent. Thank you. And you know what? The best ideas come from solving a need, don't they?
They sure do. And that's how GrandPad came about. It was about 12 years ago, my mom held up her smartphone and said, you know, these things aren't so smart and they frustrate me. Scott, you're the tech guy. Can't you invent something just for us older people that we would love? And so that was the genesis of GrandPad.
I'll be darned. That's fantastic. So Scott, let's start off with the basics 101, if you will. What is GrandPad?
Yeah, so GrandPad is a purpose-built tablet. It's about an 8-inch tablet, so kind of about the size of an iPad mini. It's a tablet. It's a nice big screen, but it's also a phone. You can make phone calls on it. You can get inbound, outbound calls. You can call 911 if you need to. But it's unlike other standard technology. It's incredibly easy to use. You know, large icons, easy to navigate. All the apps are intuitive. There's no passwords to remember. And even just Wi-Fi can be a real challenge for people. You know, what's the Wi-Fi password and it doesn't work? We have the built-in 4G LTE cellular data, just like you have on your phone, and it works everywhere. That's all included. So you're able to make video calls to your grandkids easily. You're able to do emails easily. You can play games, the awesome, you know, solitaire, chess, checkers, bingo, listen to music, view photos. And it's just so simple and magical that you're no longer frustrated with the technology.
Well, and I think that's the key, right? So, you know, my mom is 82, and she does okay, but, you know, something like this, you just make it simple, and she'll use it. So what makes GrandPad stand out from technology that most of us are used to at this point?
Everything that we've done is driven by what we call our 90-90 design principle. So our goal is that a 90-year-old will love using GrandPad within 90 seconds.
Ah.
That means everything from the box is easy to open. Yeah, we've all bought electronics. You go to the store, it comes home, it's in that plastic. You need a knife, a scissors, and a hammer to open it. Ours is an easy to open box.
Yeah.
It's pre-configured. So when you get it, it's all set up for you. We support multiple languages. So if you know you wanted your GrandPad in Spanish, it's already delivered in Spanish. The apps are all preloaded. It's set up. The cellular data is there. You don't have to enter a Wi-Fi password. And then the other thing that makes it stand out is it's safe. It's private. Sadly, the bad guys are going after seniors more than ever. So we've created this circle of trust. It's like a walled garden where the phone calls and emails from your family come through, but all the other phone calls and emails from the scammers are blocked. But the real secret sauce of GrandPad is our grand advisors. So this is a group of people. They're all in their 80s, 90s, and 100. My oldest grand advisor, Ed's 103. And they're really the designers of the product, right? We work with them, and they tell us what they want. And me and my team of younger people, we're just the hands that build what they want. So it's built by 80-year-olds for 80-year-olds. But the best thing is our customer service. So 24 hours a day, you can call us. We're there, we answer, and our customer care staff loves to help seniors.
That is awesome. And I love the grand advisors. I was on your website, and I know that they all had hands-on in really helping development. That's a really smart idea. So give us an idea of the reach. So, you know, how many people are using GrandPad?
Well, we've been in business over 10 years, and in that time, we've reached more than 1.7 million people, the seniors, their families, and their caregivers, in 130 countries. The average age of our GrandPad tablet user, the seniors, is 85. Our oldest so far is 116, wonderful lady named Hester Ford. And then their family, their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids, they use our free companion app on their iPhone or Android phone. And then we have a lot of doctors and nurses that use it to do telehealth. So, you know, we're thrilled that we've been able to help so many people over the years, but there's so many people left that we want to reach.
Absolutely. And, you know, gaming might not be the first thing that people would think of when it comes to seniors, but GrandPad seems to have leaned into this. Tell us about Grandy Games.
Yeah, gaming has always been a key part on GrandPad tablets. So the seniors can play chess, checkers, bingo, solitaire, all the classic games, crossword on GrandPad, nice big screen. But we said, what we want to do is really connect the whole family in, so intergenerational connection. And games are fun. They're cognitively stimulating. It's a good, entertaining thing to do, especially all the challenges going on in the world. It's a nice little outlet. So we created a new product that we've just released called Grandy Games. I encourage people, you can go to the website, grandygames.com. It's spelled with an I-E, G-R-A-N-D-I-E, games. And you can download it free on your iPhone or Android phone. You can play by yourself, or you can play with friends and, you know, grandparents and so on. So there's, you know, games really provide some cognitive benefit as well, right? So they help lower stress, and they encourage social connection. So we love using games to bring families together and have some fun.
Well, there's a lot of research that is tied to, improved cognition and just really exercising your brain. And there's a real cognitive benefit to these games as well. Is that right?
That's right. It can reduce the risk of cognitive decline by up to 29%. So we've always known, I know my grandma always did the crossword puzzle with the paper every day. And that's what this is all about. You know, good challenging games that keep your mind active, and they're fun.
And this one just really caught my eye. It's called Grandy Chat. And maybe the hottest topic on the planet, AI, it's an AI companion for seniors. Is that right?
That's right. We've all heard about AI and ChatGPT and everything. And so we've been working on this for a long time. And first and foremost, we want to use technology to bring more human connection, just like I was talking about with games. How can we bring families together? So that's our focus. But Grandy Chat is an AI-powered voice-first companion. So just like Alexa and so on, you talk to it. But Grandy is like talking to that really smart friend who, you know, loves you and is empathetic and caring. And it's entertaining. So you can play games with Grandy Chat. You can have just a conversation, and it's senior friendly. It's an animated owl, right? So it's like the wise old owl. So,
I love that.
You know, it's not trying to be another human or anything. It's like the wise old owl who's always there that you can chat with. You can ask it about the weather. You can ask it about, hey, what's the name of this one book? It kind of talked about XYZ. And it's just, oh, by the way, Grandy speaks 56 languages.
Oh, wow. That's a smart owl.
Yep.
So you have some serious technology in GrandyPad, and then all of the development that you have here. Wow. So as you had mentioned earlier, Mother's Day is coming right up, and I believe that you have a special offer going on for our listeners.
We do. There's a lot of kind of challenging times, a lot going on in the stock market and economically. And so we said, and, you know, sadly, a lot of companies are raising prices right now and inflation and so on. So we said, what can we do to help families through this tough time? So we actually lowered our price and created a special promotion. It's $250 off, which is 32% off a GrandPad annual subscription. So we really encourage people, come to our website, grandpad.net, and check it out. It's the best price we've ever done. We really want to get this out just in time for Mother's Day. And, you know, you think about it, if your mom is 80, you know, she doesn't want more stuff. She just wants to be more connected with her family and have memories and see the pictures of the kids and grandkids. That's what GrandPad is all about. So we really encourage people to think about this for a great Mother's Day or Father's Day gift.
All right. And Scott, can you hang with us just a little while longer through the break?
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have more with Scott Lean and GrandPad coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And we're back today with my special guest, Scott Lean. He's the co-founder and CEO of a wonderful company called GrandPad. And Scott, I think you have a call to action here, and I love that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we love working with what we call super seniors, those over the age of 75. And they're such wonderful people. But sadly, technology has failed them. So there's so much bad technology out there that's frustrating to them and hard to use. And that's creating more digital disconnection. And that's creating this loneliness and isolation epidemic. So seniors are more isolated than ever, which is why we invented GrandPad to reconnect seniors with their family, friends, and caregivers. So really encourage you to take a look at GrandPad. Come to our website, grandpad.net. But even before you do that, you know, we all are driving around, walking around. We've got these little smartphones in our pocket. And we all have just a few minutes in the day. I know everybody's busy, but think about the time when, you know, you're driving somewhere, and before you start driving, say, hey, I'm going to call my mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, just call them and ask them, how are they doing? How are you doing today? Right. And it might be that uncle or aunt that you haven't spoken to in a while, you know, and they maybe thought you forgot all about them. And if you just call them and ask them how they're doing and let them talk, that simple phone call will mean the world to them. And so reach out, give somebody a call, connect with your family, and we'd love to have you check out GrandPad, and that might be a great gift for Mother's Day.
And you know what, Scott? It's the little things, right? And yeah. such a little simple thing. Hey, I'm thinking about you. How you doing? It makes such a difference. I was visiting with someone who had called in. He's going to need help placing his mother into memory care fairly soon. And he was telling me everything that he does, and he drives, you know, 3 hours out of town to every weekend, to, you know, all the stuff. And I said, can I just tell you how good of a job you're doing? You're doing a really good job. And he was silent for a while, and he got choked up with that. I don't know if anyone has ever told him he is such a good son, and he's doing a good job.
Yeah, for sure.
He said, sir, I don't know you, but you don't know what that meant just to hear those words, because sometimes I wonder about that. Well, just think about it. It's just a little thing. It's a little thing. Your mom, dad, grandparents, aunt, uncle, whoever this might be, just a little thing. It just makes the world of difference. That's a really good point, Scott.
Yeah, sadly, all four of my parents, my mom, dad, and my mother and father-in-law are all gone now, and I miss them dearly. But I treasure the memories of all the phone calls and video calls we had. And by the way, GrandPad is a wonderful little feature called Capture the Memory. So I have 5 years of video calls with my mom captured. All those video calls are recorded, and all the little stories she told me, I have those treasures forever.
Wow.
So, yeah, reach out and call a family member. It will mean the world to them.
You know, so you're just so far ahead of way back, and we're talking a long time ago, I thought I had this idea of what if I bring in my little cassette, you know, recorder and just ask my grandparents a lot of questions about, you know, what was it like when you were a kid? What did you have for dinner? How much was gas? You know, and they had some of these wonderful stories, and I never did that. And and I regret that to this day. I wish I would have done that. Well, guess what? Just by using the GrandPad, you can capture all of that and capture years of these stories. And then guess what? These things are going to be invaluable after that person is gone. So, Scott, tell us one more time about the Mother's Day offer that you are offering for our listeners. It's a very generous offer.
Yeah, come to our website, grandpad.net, and check it out. It's 32% off, over $250. It's the best promotion we've ever done. And what's nice, you come to our website, our phone number is on the top of every page. We love for people to call us. It's 800-704-9412. And our team works on the weekend. We're here. Call us anytime, and we'd love to share more.
All right. Reach out to Scott Lean and the excellent team at GrandPad. Toll-free 1-800-704-9412. You can also go straight to the website GrandPad. So it's G-R-A-N-D, pad, grandpad.net, and take advantage of that offer. It's running now through Mother's Day, May the 11th. And Scott, thank you so much for being on today. Excellent product, excellent program, so many features. It's just phenomenal, and you're doing a great job, and thank you so much for being here today. And Darren, my producer, Darren, I saw your mouth drop open when Scott mentioned that he has literally 5 years of recording visiting with his mom, and he's captured all of the stories and everything. That is invaluable.
It really is. I mean, it's a great idea because technology, and what impressed me about him is that this is something that can rejuvenate your aging parent because they don't like technology. The older we get, the less we like technology.
They do not like it at all.
Unless it's super simple, and it sounds like he's gone through the works to make sure it is simple. And I can just see a lot of grandparents being, or parents and grandparents being rejuvenated that, hey, I can contact my niece or my grandchild on their birthday. And talking about recording, how valuable that is.
Yeah.
My grandfather died at 94. When he was in his 80s, I recorded him telling stories about his childhood.
And
he had been hitchhiking in Oklahoma and was picked up by Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, my gosh.
And he told this whole story, and it was just fantastic. Yeah. And I've got that on tape.
Wow.
And so things like that mean a lot to me, but I think this is it's a great idea. I'd never heard of it until today.
Yeah. It is excellent. And when he was talking about trying to solve isolation.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge because this is so common. It could be for a couple, but I have encountered this several times with a lot of my clients where, you know, one fella in particular, he said, my dad passed away. My mom didn't want to move. She stayed in the house, but he said she refused to move or even think about moving for the next 5 years. But I saw her become completely isolated. And then she started experiencing depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will also lead to some, you know, acceleration of dementia type symptoms, and she became completely withdrawn and really within herself, and he had to work to get her out of that. But this could avoid all of that.
Yeah, this Grandpad sounds like it can reconnect people, not only with the family, but with their friends. You know, maybe they want to call Blanche in Oklahoma and say, I think it's a great idea. Sounds like he did a lot of work on it.
Well, and he has an entire panel of, and I love it, grand advisors. and I think he said, you know, the average age of the GrandPad user is about 85. But he said 75 plus, they love this. And my mom's 82. If it has to do with technology, she's like, nope, I'm not doing
it. I'm out. She's like Kramer on Seinfeld. I'm out.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is just so simple to use. And again, for our listeners, reach out to Scott and the great team at GrandPad, 1-800-704-9412. You could also go online. They have an excellent website, GrandPad. All one word, grandpad.net. And we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So we were talking about GrandPad in the first part of the program. And, you know, according to AARP, they did a huge study. And to no one's surprise, 90% of those people surveyed say, hey, I want to stay in my house. And so let's talk about remaining independent, living independently in your home. And a big part of that, again, is this, you know, the social isolation connection with the outside world, especially your family and your friends. And GrandPad can help you do that. But what if you need a little bit of physical help, some care? So I think the first go-to is to create a family. Well, I term this a family and friend caregiving team. So family and friends. So, and you may have a lot of family members available to do this. You may have none or one, and one can't keep up, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of your friends would like to help you do this. So create that family and friends caregivers team. But you may need to bring in a home care company, home care providers. And they can come into your house and help out with some of those daily tasks, ADLs, activities of daily living, is what the industry would refer to as just helping out with, you know, maybe getting dressed, medication reminders, maybe cooking a few meals, some light housekeeping, throwing some laundry in, running some errands with you or for you, bringing in some groceries, you know, all of those sort of things. You may need a little bit of help, and you may need to bring in a home care provider for that. So, you know, how many hours can a home care provider help out? And so I would say before COVID changed everything, right? So before COVID, typically you would see a 2 to 4 hour minimum, because just think about it, a staff person, a caregiver, would have to leave their home or their office, drive across town to your place, and then be there for some sort of a minimum time frame, and then leave and either go back to the office or home, or maybe go to another client that needed home care service as well. So after COVID, I think that seemed to change. And staffing is a much bigger challenge now. A lot of people left healthcare, period. So it was staffing was a huge challenge before COVID. Now, I don't know if I would call it catastrophic, but gosh, I think we're in the neighborhood. This is really, really tough. You have more and more providers searching for the best caregivers in a shrinking pool of caregivers. It's pretty tough. So because of that, a lot of these home care, not all of them, but a lot of these home care providers have maybe a 4 to 6 hour minimum. Okay. So it, and some of them may do shorter than that, but I think I've seen that minimum time frame or minimum hours of engagement go from 2 to 4 to maybe 4 to 6. I even know some of them that are, you know, if we're not there for an 8 hour shift, it's not going to work for us these days. What does it cost? So we're going to be around $40 an hour, I would say, plus or minus $5 an hour for a home care provider. And if you think about it, if you need a home care provider, maybe two or three days a week for maybe, you know, 4 or 6 hours at a time, that is a pretty cost-effective way to remain independent in your home. Another question is this covered by my long-term care insurance policy? And I've talked about this several times on the program. Long-term care insurance specifically pays for... Let me back up. All of them pay for long-term care, for that nursing home level of care. I would say the majority of them that I have seen also will pay for the assisted living level of care, although some of them may not. The older ones may not. But all the newer ones would pay for long-term care. They would pay for assisted living. They would pay for adult daycare and for home care. But you need to check your policy. And if you have a really old copy of the policy, I would reach out to the company or your representative if they're still around, and I would ask for a brand new updated copy of your long-term care insurance policy, because a lot of states have said, look, you pay for long-term care, but assisted living is a very, very common level of care, a lot of demand for that, so we're going to insist that you also pay for assisted living. So there could have been some updates since your policy was enforced and since you began that policy maybe many years ago. So how do you choose a quality home care provider? How do you choose the right home care provider? And I've created something, I refer to it as the home care provider screening tool. And if you want your own copy of this, just reach out, let me know. I'll give you a phone number. You can go to seniorcarelive.com and request one through the website. Shoot me an email, fill out a contact form, give us a call, 1-800-331-6445. Just let us know. We'll get this to you. All we need is your email address, and we'll send it to you. No strings attached, of course. So I created the home care provider screening tool. I have handed this out to maybe hundreds of people. And what this does is I would recommend identifying 3 quality home care providers. If you get into more than your top 3, then it gets confusing and maybe a little bit muddy, maybe a little bit counterproductive. So line up 3 quality home care providers. Ask them all the same questions. Just gather some information. You're doing your homework. You want to make sure you get this right. It's a big deal letting someone into your home to provide care, and you need to trust them and all of the things, right? So I just wanted to spend a little bit of time going through this. I'll probably extend this into the last part of the program, but how long have you been in business? So if it's a brand new home care provider, brand new business, there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe you would prefer a home care business that has been around. They've worked out all of the kinks and the issues. They're running smoothly. They've got their staffing down, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe you would be more comfortable with that. I'm not saying which way to go. I'm just saying some of these questions may be important to you, or maybe less important. So, but they're all here. How long have you been in business? Are you privately owned? Are you a part of a national company or a franchise? These are all good things to ask. How many offices do you own and operate, and where are they located? What services do you offer? Get very specific about that. Then maybe a follow-up question on that. Do you have CNAs, certified nurse aides or certified nurse assistants, as caregivers? Some do not, okay? Or maybe they have both. What states are you licensed to do business in? Do you have clinical licensure in these states, if that is something that's required? So some states would require even a non-medical in-home assistance provider, like a home care provider. They would still require them to obtain licensure within that state. So that's a pretty good question to ask. And again, you don't have to ask all of them. Some of these you may pick and choose. This is just a guide for you. It's a screening tool. Are your services covered by long-term care insurance or private insurance or even Medicaid, if that should be applicable? Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation of the business? Do you have a registered nurse on staff? And so some of these providers, some of these home care providers will have an RN on staff, and they're going to offer some care management services. It may be part of their hourly cost and just built in, or maybe something that's separate and carved out that you could add as an extra, if you will. So do you have a registered nurse on staff? If so, what is that person's role? Do you offer geriatric care management services? And that's that care management part. If so, is that included in the hourly rate, or is that a separate add-on service that we could consider? If you do offer geriatric care management, what are the qualifications of your geriatric care manager? So you want to know about that person's background? Oh, yeah, they're geriatric care manager for the last 20 years and et cetera, et cetera. And they used to work here and there, and now they're with us, and we're really fortunate to have them. He or she does an excellent job, et cetera, et cetera. Or we don't offer that at all, okay? And that's okay, too. What is your turnover rate for your direct hands-on caregiving staff? Okay, so that's a pretty good one. Let me just give you an idea here. The last time I looked up the turnover rate in the Kansas City area for CNAs and CMAs, this would be in a senior care community, assisted living or long-term care, was over 100%. Okay, it's really high. So ask them about that. And after the break, I'm going to continue to review the caregiver screening tool. I'm going to let you know how you can get yours free of charge. But now the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies can provide 24-hour per day care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies can accommodate 24-hour per day care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And although many home care companies have the staff to do that, this comes down to just having enough staff to pull that off. That's a lot of care every single day, every hour of the day. And if someone can't make a shift, you have to have enough people to be able to fill in to provide that promised 24-hour care. So, you know, before COVID, I think it was a lot more common. After COVID, not as common. I know a lot of home care companies out there that they're like, you know, gosh, we've been turning down a lot of clients because we just don't have enough staff to take care of them. So we'll refer them to another quality home care provider or sometimes I've seen, this is really cool, where you'll have two different home care providers and together they will take care of that 24-hour need. So, but the point is, for the question of the week, not all of them can provide that 24-hour-a-day care. Okay, back to that home care provider screening tool. Another question. Should a caregiver be unavailable, do you provide backup replacement caregivers? And this is a huge issue. At least it is for me. Okay. Do you provide a replacement? And you know what? Stuff happens. You know, the car didn't start. You know, my child is sick. I'm sick. Stuff happens. And so I've heard way too many times that, well, I called my home care company and I said, you know, so-and-so didn't show up for her shift this morning at 8. And they're like, oh, really? Okay, well, that's too bad. Well, we sure hope she shows up tomorrow. I had one of my clients tell me that. They said, is that normal? I'm like, no, not really. And by the way, that's the wrong answer. So make sure that your home care provider has a great kind of a PRN pool, as needed pool. They have enough caregivers to where if someone should call in, they have someone who could take that person's place for that particular shift to make sure that you don't miss out on your needs. Are your caregivers bonded and insured? That's a huge one for me. Do your caregivers receive dementia training? I think that's super important if you or your loved one, if you have some cognitive impairment, and especially the worse that is, the more important the caregiver knowing what to do and understanding dementia would be. This one is, I think, a really important question. Are your caregivers W-2 employees of the company, or are they 1099 independent contractors? I personally would not be a big fan of having there. If you're a 1099 independent contractor, you're a subcontractor, and they're just paying that person a flat fee, and then they take care of all the expenses and everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not throwing them under the bus. I personally would be, and this is just my opinion, but I would be more comfortable that the caregivers are direct W-2 employees of the company. That's just my opinion, and there it is. So, who handles your payroll and the related employment taxes of the caregiver? I won't get too far off the subject here, but there was a couple. They hired this lady who was recommended by someone in their church. It's just a private caregiver, right? She came over. They paid her cash under the table. She didn't claim it on their taxes, and it all worked out for about a year. And then after about a year, they had a kind of a falling out. This lady went to the unemployment office and filed for unemployment. Like, well, where have you been working? Well, you know, 5 years ago here and 3 years ago there. But for the last year, I've been working for Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Well, really? I don't see anything reported here. Now, what their name, their phone numbers, their address, how long did you work there? I was there for, you know, 10 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. So then you get this knock, knock, knock. Hi, we're from the state, and we understand that you didn't pay your employment taxes related to employing this caregiver. And they had to turn around, and the good deal that they thought they got on lower hourly wage turned into not such a great deal because they had to turn around and pay all of the employer-based taxes plus penalties because they never claimed it and turned into a great big nightmare and disaster. So that is a reason for not hiring someone yourself. All of this stuff is taken care of if you go through a home care company. This one's big for me. What type of background checks and other screenings do you do or perform prior to hiring staff? That's a big one for me. Do you drug test new hires for random drug testing, for cause testing? What training do you provide? What happens if there's a theft or an injury or any other negative incident in my home? Is that going to be covered through your insurance? Hopefully not mine. Are there any current or pending legal actions against your company? How many patients or clients do you currently serve? What are your rates? Do you have a minimum number hour of shifts? Is there a day, evening, night, holiday differential, weekend, holiday differential, that sort of thing? You pay more for nights and weekends. That's kind of common. And holidays. Do you? How do you bill? What's your billing cycle? Are there any upfront fees or costs? It just goes on and on. How much notice do you require to discontinue services? All right. So these questions and more are in my home care provider screening tool. And again, reach out to seniorcarelive.com to get your own copy of that. I'll send it to you free of charge, no strings attached. Your information, your email address, that is not sold. It all stays with me. I can promise you that. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the market for home care, you think you're going to need it, let me know. I'll send this to you free of charge. You can also call our toll-free number, 1-800-331 6445. And again, don't forget about GrandPad and Scott Lean and the great team there at GrandPad.net. That is a wonderful device and service. It could solve a lot of issues for your elderly loved one. They're offering $250 off. That's a 32% discount just for our listeners. Go to GrandPad.net, GrandPad.net. Or give them a call at 1-800-704-9412. And that's something I am personally going to look into for my own mother. All right. And then I cannot forget Nurses Day is coming up. Nurses Day every single year is on May the 6th. And guess what? My wife is a registered nurse and she rocks. She is so good. She's so fantastic. All of her patients absolutely love her. When they do the ratings, how did it go on your last visit? She gets all of these glowing, raving reviews. She is the nicest, most compassionate, most wonderful person. She won't leave the office until every single patient is called back, which sometimes puts her home at 7 or 8 at night. But she said, hey, if I was waiting for a test result or something like that, I would hope that someone would do that for me as well. Right. So that's just what she does and who she is. And guess what? There are tons and tons of registered nurses, LPNs, lots and lots of nurses out there. Happy Nurses Day and keep up the great work. And you're all just so wonderful. Happy Nurses Day. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.